Jamie, I know you're a ski guy, so you got to tell me just really quick before we get started. Mid-30s, good skiing, crummy skiing?
Always good skiing weather.
Oh, okay, so there's no bad skiing weather?
Well, the signs in Leicester Park, there's new signs that the city put up that say, skiing only when snow on trail. So perhaps, yeah, that's how it reads. So perhaps snow is an essential element.
You just can't, when it's 90, you just can't ski at Leicester Park.
That must be it.
So anyway, it's good to have you in the studio again. It's been way too long since we've had a chance to schmooze with you. You are heading up an effort called Bag It Duluth, and you're looking to ban plastic shopping bags. Duluth would not be the first community to take a look at this idea. What's the big upside for consumers, for example?
Well, first Bag It Duluth, for the love of place, is sort of the full name. So I really wanted to touch on that because I think this effort really touches on many of the key values that we as Duluthians hold dear, which is sort of a love for our outdoor environment, our love for the outdoors, the aquatic environment, our sense of stewardship and environmental responsibility. And so I've already lost your question as I try to frame this. But and one other thing is that the ban the bags is kind of a nice catchy phrase, but I would encourage us to think of this really as promoting reuse, and it's about thinking differently. And so this is where we all have to work together as a community and as sort of planetary citizens, moving away from carry out single use to thinking about how we move towards more of a regenerative type economy, saving money, respecting environments, respecting our resources and so forth.
Well, I don't deny that probably mm-hmm. half or more of the citizens of Duluth have reusable bags that they never, ever, ever have in the car or with them when they need them. So part of that is just, you know, retraining ourselves to remember. But if there's going to be a charge for paper bags, so the idea is get rid of plastic bags, charge for paper bags, and use different kinds of containers. If you're going to go to a restaurant, you're going to get a takeout thing. Hmm. Now, here's the thing. You could partner with Animal Allies, and there could just be dogs that could eat your leftovers right there and save, you know, the middleman. Always looking for ideas. But it looks, you know, are there going to be additional costs that are going to be passed on to consumers then?
So I think we have to think of this holistically. One can purchase, and I don't want to suggest that it's an insignificant cost for certain members of our population, but one can purchase a reusable bag for about $1. And so right now our retailers are, the one grocery store in Duluth uses about 1.5 million single-use bags a year. And it costs that retailer about $15,000. So if all the grocery stores in Duluth decided, and the Bag of Duluth, I want to be clear, is not has no position on what stores shouldn't do with any of with the minimum charge we're proposing. But with that amount of money, they could buy a reusable bag for pretty well every citizen in Duluth. So the minimum charge that we're suggesting would help incentivize reuse, because as you said, I'm in that party, right, of where I would have reusable bags in my car in my house and just wouldn't bring them in. So the minimum charge in the paper is to encourage reuse. And so, once again, I've lost your immediate
question. It's kind of a reminder. About, you know, additional costs that are going to be passed on to retailers who will then, no doubt, pass them to consumers.
But so, I think if we think of this holistically as well, is that we have costs in different ways. You know, the Greater Downtown Council, and I don't know all the sort of the mechanisms, whether it's our city council and we as taxpayers or Greater Downtown Council, but they hire the Safe and Clean crew that goes around downtown. They do a marvelous job. And so that we're paying taxes or the businesses are having to pay some money to do some cleanup. And so once we start thinking about once we start moving away from single use and reuse and towards sort of a zero waste society, ultimately the cleanup that we're doing every day, 1.5 million bags a year from one store, I think in our hearts as citizens, we just know it doesn't make sense.
And they end up either in the landfill. Now, we don't have the floating plastic garbage island thing that they do in at different spots in the ocean.
Actually, I don't know if you saw the Duluth News Tribune, but they did a study. And because of the way our Great Lakes, so we actually have a Great Lakes Gyre, and which is what they call this, these great plastic patches. But in Lake Superior, they tend to circulate on the circumference of the lake. So there's a study that was released and reported on the News Tribune prior to the holidays that showed about 20 million pounds of plastic per year entering the Great Lakes. And while we don't have it as visible, Lorena Mendoza, who's doing incredible research out of her lab at UWS, is documenting these small plastic particles off of Park Point in the St. Louis River. So you can actually take a sieve, and they may not be visible to the eye, but there are small plastic particles which accumulate toxins. And so if you fish, it impacts us. And my guess is those of us who enjoy playing in the water, paddleboarding, swimming, wading with our kids, don't want to get to the point where beaches, as Lorena Mendoza and sort of the broader research community has demonstrated, up to sort of 40% of the beaches along the water are plastic particles. You know, I don't think any of us really want that, but we're stuck. And so I wanted to share a story from a retailer that I was chatting with in Lakeside. And he's co-owner of a popular store, community store. And he said, great work on this bag initiative. And I said, great. And I said, so are you going to be a supporter? And he went, well, I'm just waiting to see. And I think it's important to recognize, for listeners to recognize, we have, you know, 30 or 40 stores, organizations, and so forth have added their name and support, whether they, you know, are retailers or not, just philosophically are on board, UMD, St. Scholastica. But in any case, with this story, so I said, so are you on board? He said, well, we're going to, you know, when it comes into play, we'll follow it out. And, of course, it would be what we're proposing. It's a proposal to the city at this point for an ordinance. And he said, what would be helpful is some sort of more of a carrot, you know, some sort of incentive program. And, you know, to give some money, you know, a 5 cent or something to those that bring in the reusable bags. So I said, well, would your store do that? And he sort of said, well, I don't know. And so I think that's it. We everyone feels stuck. And 25 years ago, I think it was, working at the WLSSD when a lot of sort of the recycling programs and reuse and everything came into play. And we were doing culture change there about the blue bin programs and recycling and so forth. But now we're 20 years later, and are we going to wait for another 20 years? So what Bag of Duluth is really asking the city council to do is help us get unstuck, because none of us, I don't think, want our waterways filled with small plastic particles. We don't want climate change. And this program it's not going to save the world, but what it hopefully will do is help shift our behavior and thinking in a different way, from a single-use disposable and one that reflects our values of caring for one another and caring for the environment, because we're all really connected.
Let me ask you one final thing before we wrap up, Jamie. Somebody had remarked on social media that I had noticed, and they had listed a number of the different problems and issues that Duluth is facing. And they were talking about, in particular, lack of affordable housing and the trouble with homelessness here in Duluth. And they were saying, why are you spending time on this when this is more important than a plastic bag ban, for example?
So I think it's a false equivalency, and that people have to act where their hearts are from. But if we step back, we're in intimate relationship with everyone and our environment. And so we move from where we're called. And it's not as though one is more or less important. I don't think we can think of climate change as more important than the homeless issue. They're equally important. And Pope Francis in the encyclical Our Common Home last year reminded us that environmental justice and social justices aren't two separate issues. They're one and the same. And so I think it's with that sort of broader philosophy. And a few nights ago, I was at the MLK, the mayor's reception, and I was really moved by Mayor Larson's words. And I'll likely mischaracterize him, but the sort of the key message that I got is that if we can't treat everyone with respect and dignity, we're not treating ourselves with respect and dignity, that we have to lift everyone up. And it touched me because it's the same message that those that think about the environment. And so whether we're all intimately connected with our environment, because we are actually part of the ecosystem. And so it's about a new thinking about relationship, about treating with one another with respect and treating everyone with dignity and treating all our living creatures, including ourselves, with dignity. So that's how I think that would be my response to your question.
Jamie, I love it when you come into this studio. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us. Jamie Harvey, our guest this morning. He is with an organization called Bag It Duluth for the Love of Place.